This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen. Time for our series, Dispatches from the Downturn. It's our weekly look at how businesses across the country are coping with the recession.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans.
Next week in New Orleans, it's Fat Tuesday. Last year, more than 700,000 folks turned out for carnival parades. Annual Mardi Gras celebrations bring in almost $500 million to the city's coffers. But so far this year, three parades have been canceled. Organizers say there's no money. But restaurant owners like Gunter Preuss say New Orleans is in better shape than the rest of the country. He owns Broussard's in the French Quarter.
I don't think we have felt as much as maybe the rest of the country due to all the rebuilding after the storm.
After Katrina, Broussard's offered cheaper prices for its French Creole dishes, and Preuss says he plans to keep it inexpensive for Mardi Gras this year.
We always had a three-course meal, and we normally sold it for about $48.50, and now we're down to $38.50.
Preuss says this year's Mardi Gras has a wait-and-see feel. Planners don't know how many people will come, but some business owners say they've benefited from reservations made before the downturn began, like Don Hubbard. He runs a bed and breakfast called Hubbard Mansion.
Oh, we've been booked for Mardi Gras for 6 months because our house is right on the parade route. The parades pass right in front of our door.
Hubbard says business has been up and down this year, so he is looking forward to Mardi Gras, so much so he shared a few notes of his favorite New Orleans song.
Mardi Gras mambo, 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 Mardi Gras mambo, Mardi Gras mambo, down in New Orleans.